Welcome to Masechet Shabbos, Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 18, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah says, Chavilei Kesh, Kash, large bundles of straw, Vechavilei Eitzim, large bundles of wood, Vechavilei Zradim, and large bundles of soft branches. Emiskino Lemacho Behema, if a person prepared them from before Shabbos already to feed them to his animal, Matatlan Osan, then he may move them on Shabbos. Vim Lav, but if he didn't specifically prepare them before Shabbos to give them to his animal, you may not move them, because we assume that they're going to be used for their normal function, which is to use them for firewood. And that firewood is muktzah on Shabbos. Kofen es asal lefnei afrochim, even though chicks are aser in tibitel, so you're not allowed to move them because they're muktzah, nevertheless, you may turn over a large basket on Shabbos, kadesh yalav yerdu, so that the chicks should be able to go up and down on it. Now, even though the halacha is that the chicks are prohibited, we hold this, at least this opinion is, that you're allowed to use a permissible kli for something that is not permitted to be moved on Shabbos. Tarnugoylis shabarcha, if a person's hen ran away, now you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos, and I'll move it on Shabbos, dochanosa, you may push it, achat tikanis, until it goes into the appropriate place. But you cannot hold it by its feathers and try to bring it in, because then it's as if you are moving it. Midadin agolin, you may push or move a calf, usiachin, which are mules, birshos harabin, in public property on Shabbos. That means to say you hold onto its ear or its neck and you assist them to go. And we don't say, oh, you're going to come to, you're actually moving it or you're picking it up. Isha midadas bina, a woman may also hold her child's hand and help guide him on Shabbos in public property. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Emasai, when is a woman allowed to move her child? That he's old enough that he picks up one foot and he puts down the other foot. That means he's walking. But let's say the kid is dragging his feet. Aser, then it's permissible. It's prohibited for the mother to move the child, because it comes out that she's moving her child or she's carrying him in Rishus Rabbin in public property." Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3. Emi Yaldin Esabehema, a person that is not allowed to birth an animal on Shabbos. Or be yotif, and certainly not on Shabbos. Yotif, of course, not on Shabbos. Have a misadin, but a person may catch the child when it comes out of the mother's womb, the animal's womb. Umiyal misaisha b'Shabbos, and one may deliver a baby, a child on Shabbos. Koron lachachama, one may go and get a midwife. Mimakom lumakom, even if she's far away outside of the tchum, which is ordinarily prohibited. Umachana lasa Shabbos. One may violate the Shabbos, because we view it like a person that's in a sakana, in danger. And you can violate Shabbos in any way for a person that's in danger. Lekoshen es ha-tabur, and you may tie the umbilical cord. Rabbi Yossi Omer Avchotchen, Rabbi Yossi says, not just tie it, you can actually cut it, and that's what we rule. Becholzer chemilos in the Shabbos, similarly, one can do everything that's needed for a bris milah. We'll see more about it tomorrow, Bezes Hashem, as we begin Chapter 19. Wishing you a wonderful day and a great rest of your week.